Okay. Shkoyach again. Bubs as usual for the Chumash. So we have here. So we have a. It seems like I was looking at the Ramban at the beginning of the parsha. It's like, why do we even have Vayakel? Like, why do we have this summary? What's going on? Like, it's not even. Oh, one was like about the tzibui, and one was about the actual, you know, putting it into practice. It's another tzibui.
It's for the Gra.
It's for the. Which Gra are you referring to?
About Sukkos. Why Sukkos is on Sukkos?
Yes, say.
That it's just to show that throughout Yud Aleph through Yud Aleph Tishrei that they did all this.
Okay.
They're worthy of.
Okay. Very good. But what the Ramban says is that it was like a restate. I forget exactly how he says it. We're not talking about the Ramban. It was like even after Chet HaEgel and the Mechila, we want to like kind of like remind them now. Like, okay, now we got to get down to business of doing the Mishkan. I forget how he says it. But it's interesting that it exists. Okay, Mamaisa. So we have over here towards the end of the parsha, in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches. So it says. Okay, Vayas Eis Hakior Nechoshes, right? They made the Kior. Veis Kano Nechoshes in its base. Bimar Os Hatsov Os. We have to translate what this means. The mirrors of the Sovos. Asher Tzavu Pesach Omoid. Something about gathering the Pesach Omoid. We know this Medrash, no? We know Rashi's Medrash. So it says, So the Ramban quotes Rashi at the beginning. Maros Hatsovos. Benos Yisrael Hayu B'yodam Maros. The girls had these mirrors. Mirrors back in the day, back in the olden times, what were mirrors? They weren't like, what are our mirrors are glass with metal behind them, correct? Their mirrors were just shiny metal, right? So the women had these metals made in the Choshes. Shiros ben kishen miskashtos, that they use when they're putting on their makeup. Va'af oson lo ikfu. They gave everything, even their vanity mirrors. Vaya Moshe mois behen Moshe, he didn't feel comfortable accepting these for the Mishkan. Vnei shehein asuin li'etzahara, right? It has to do with pride and arrogance, haughtiness. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu elu chavivim min hakol. He says, no, lehefech, that these mirrors are the most beloved to me. Shal yedein hamidu hanashim tzvaos rabos b'mitzrayim. That through these mirrors, the women had all sorts of, they established, how do you say it? Legions. Yeah. Legions of children in Mitzrayim, legions of Jewish babies. And I think the Ramban is not bringing all of Rashi. Right? The whole thing where the men would be in the fields, they'd come home, and they'd be like, I don't have any koch to go on with anything. The woman would say no, and we have to continue. There's going to be a future. You have to have children. And husbands didn't want to have, and they use these mirrors to kind of make themselves beautiful and get their husbands out of their funk. Okay. V'nase hakior mehen. Mehem, and so therefore the woman gave these mirrors, and Hashem said, yes, this is Chaviv Alai Menakol, Shule Lasum Shalom Bein Ish LeIshto. So following kind of the theme of what these mirrors were used for, that they kind of encouraged, they were able to facilitate, to develop this love between husband and wife, we should use these also to return the love between the husband and wife, Lahashkos Menamayim Shabo, LeIsha Shekino LeBaila Venistra. You have a couple that's having serious Shalom Bias issues, that the husband is concerned his wife is not being faithful. So it seems like, according to Rashi, according to this Medrash, that the what we're focusing on about how these mirrors were given for Sota is on the tzad that the woman is really innocent, right? She's not going to die. She's going to die. It's not going to really bring Lasum Shalom Bein Ish LeIshto. But it's that she's going to come, and there's all sorts of lack of trust between the husband and wife. We want to use these maros, right? This kior, and able to bring that love back, that relationship back. And that's his purpose. That's kind of retaining this theme of these mirrors, the way they're used to kind of recreate that link between husband and wife in Mitzrayim. They're going to recreate that link also forever and ever. Okay, that's Rashi. Oh, because the woman that they pour out from the kior, the mesota, and then they with that they would mix in, they would burn the Shem Hashem, and they mix in the ashes with the water, and the sota would drink from the water of the kior. Okay, v'atam b'medrash hazeh. So what's this medrash based on, says the Ramban? Shebechol melechas ha-mishkan kiblu ha-tachshitim min ha-nashim. That if you look through the parsha, women are being mentioned all the time. Meaning, well, the women are giving their jewelry and they're doing all sorts of things. So it's not like the women, you know, like, oh, all of a sudden the women are involved. We have to make a point out of this. Because women were involved throughout many different, you know, stages in the Mishkan. Right? Ki dechsi ha-vayevo ha-nashim al ha-nashim, that the men came to their wives and they brought the jewelry. Ve'evyu chach venezim ve'tabas ve'chumas ve'akumas kifi midrasho yosr nimas. Right? Kan makum zima. So according to Chazal, that the chumas was some sort of jewelry that was like, you know, jewelry undergarments kind of thing, which is even more inappropriate to bring to the Mishkan. It's all going to be melted down though. Aval sham nisabra kol hanedava. But there, so all the donations are going to be mixed together. They're going to be melted down and mixed to make something else. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really have an issue with that. Aval shiyasu kli miyucha minatach shada asur li yitzahara lo haya Moshe bocher bekach. But the idea of the kior, the women were saying, use these all are only our mirrors. Only this should be used for the kior. And that, according to the Medrash, that was troublesome to Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's no bittul, meaning, did you see, it reminds us that these used to be mirrors last week. That was bothersome, according to Moshe. Until Hashem said, yes, you should do this. Just the pasuk just doesn't read, says the Ramban. Right? These are the mirrors that were used for the kior and the kano and its base. B'maros hatsovos, right, the mirrors of these the legions, asher tzavu pesach ol moed, that they came and crowded in the pesach ol moed, the entrance of the mishkan. Ma kesher, I mean, according to Rashi, it has to do with the legions in Mitzrayim, little babies. I don't know, says Ramban. I don't know what the pshat would be according to this medrash. Vula yomar sheviu hanashim hanedava hahi el ol Moshe shekaru ol moed. Maybe you could say maros hatsovos. This is the mirrors of the legions of the babies. Asher tzavu. Now that tzavu is now like a different topic. It's no longer the babies. It's the women who came. They all gathered together to deliver these mirrors in front of Moshe Rabbeinu's tent, which is also called ol moed. Usually ol moed means the Mishkan, but Mishkan wasn't built yet. So also Moshe's tent until that point was kind of like an ol moed where Hashem would meet with Moshe there. Okay, so according to the Rashi, it's a very nice idea, this medrash, but it's a little bit funny fitting in with the pshat. The unkelus tirgim. The unkelus has a totally different pshat. The asion, right? So it says, and now he's translating the words, asher tzavu pesach ol moed. What does that mean? So he says, the asion, that they came, litza'ala, litara mishkan zimna, to daven, in the tent of the Mishkan, right? What? Pesach. Thank you. Pesach, right, the Tara. The Pesach of the Ol Moed. So it seems like Letzala to Davin. Notim Dvarel v'divrei Rabbi Avram. Oh, so I don't know if he's quoting the Ibn Ezra word for word or just summarizing it. So
I'm
just saying this fits with the he's about to explain what the Ibn Ezra holds. Right? Sh'amar Shayu Hanashim Ha'ile Ovdos Hashem. Right, these women, these mirrors have nothing to do with Mitzrayim, and nothing to do with arousing their husbands and showing how beautiful they were. Lefech, right? These women, right? The women we see, the women have a very good reputation in Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? They're not the ones who are serving the Egel. They're not the ones who are going to be complaining about Eretz Yisrael, and they're the ones who are very holy people. So says Ibn Ezra, these women were very pious women. They wanted to run away from the taivas of this world. That they're saying this act, the act of giving up the mirrors, it's not donating the mirrors. It's giving up the mirrors. Like, we don't need these anymore. We don't need these. Right, we don't need to care about our appearance. We don't need our mirrors. Ubos b'chol yom v'yom pesach ol moed lispala v'lishmo divrei hamitzvos. These are the women who would come to shir every day. They would come to davening every day. They say, we mirrors. We don't need mirrors, right? So according to this, right, b'maros hatzovos asher tzavu pesach ol moed. So according to this, the tzovos and tzavu are the same description. The legions, nothing to do with Mitzrayim. The legions of women, maros hatzovos, legions of women asher tzavu pesach ol moed, who gathered in the ol moed. Meaning, I think it could be talking about, even if it's talking about the Mishkan, even though the Mishkan wasn't built yet, these are the women who would be the ones who would always be going to the shiurim, always be going to the davenings. These women, that was their thing. They're very pious women. I think he's gonna fit in this in with his own pshat, with a wrinkle of his own pshat, says the Ramban. She'asa hakior vekano mimaros hanashim, right? They made the kior in the base from these mirrors. Asher bo behen mehen tzva gadol, right? That there is this whole group of women, V'ne'esful Pesach Ol Moed. I think that Pesach Ol Moed means the Moshe's tents again, like it did for Rashi. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu's tent. Laseis marosem b'nidvas liban. They're coming and saying, we don't need these anymore. We want to give up our mirrors. V'ya nechoshes hamaros, nechoshes kalo memurat v'yafem Moed. It was very nice. V'akein yichid osu mitchilu l'kli hazeh. Right, they said, we want to use this for the kior. Vanashim bir osam kain nes fosu bos svos lases kulon marosam. And then once kind of word got out that there are these women donating the mirrors, all the women said, yeah, we want to come too. And people would come each day. More and more women were giving their mirrors. Leasos ben kol hakior vekano vegam nachon hu. And this medrash to say that it's connected to the idea of mesota being derived from this kior. It also fits in very nicely, says the Ramban. Right? These women, these pious women, accepted upon themselves besimcha the idea of mesota. And they donated for this purpose all of their mirrors. The Ramban, I think, does not totally spell it out until we get to the next Ramban. But the idea, I think, for the Ramban, the donation of the mirrors for the mesota is opposite of Rashi. Okay, what do I mean? For Rashi, the idea of the mesota was kind of al hatzad, that the women were innocent. That the purpose of this of the mesota, the purpose of the mirrors is in order to facilitate the love between husband and wife. Lasum shalom bein ish l'ishto. I think for the Ramban is to say we are totally taking a hard stand. These women who are going to be the mesota, who are going to need to drink the mesota, this is not part of us. This is not us. These women gotta take a hard stance on them. They gotta be punished. We want to retain kiddush amongst Am Yisrael. We should have no more sotas amongst Am Yisrael. I think it's maybe alatzah that the women are guilty. We're saying our mirror should be used to punish the guilty women. Because they're not us. We're casting them aside. I think. Okay, look at the next Ramban. The next Ramban is also about sota. Okay, v'tam v'zos avatki satis. So go to the next paragraph. Mine. Oh, there we go. Ein b'chol mishpatei Torah, says the Ramban, if you look at all the 613 mitzvot, there's nothing like sota. Right? Dabar hatoli b'nis, zulasi ha'inin hazeh. The Torah is very reasonable. I mean, we have miracles, but as a way of life, we don't have miracles. Okay? So therefore, the idea that this whole thing is a miracle, that she's either going to die, or gonna be, give some incredible bracha, that is miraculous. Shupela v'nis kavua shi'ase b'Yisrael. That this is a miracle that's gonna happen consistently amongst Am Yisrael. B'yosam rubam osim ritzono shel makom. First of all, it's interesting that Ramban says rubam, meaning never gonna have everybody being a tzaddik. Not gonna have that. But at least Am Yisrael as a whole is doing the right thing. They're gonna be zoche to this punishment of sota. Ki chafet l'man tzidko liyaser hanashim. Because Hashem desired, for the sake of His righteousness, to punish these women, that in order that it shouldn't have this culture amongst Am Yisrael of adultery, of promiscuity, to be like the promiscuous ways of these other nations. V'linakos Yisrael min hamamzerus. Right? We want to make sure no women are committing adultery. There shouldn't be mamzerim amongst Am Yisrael. Shiru reuyim lahashros shchina besochem. That Am Yisrael should be zoche to have the shchina resting amongst them. It's a fascinating Gemara in Sota. He's about to quote that once Am Yisrael was itself kind of becoming more and more promiscuous, so then the whole Inyan of Sota stopped. Kamosha Amru, like it says in Sota, Misharabu Hanoafim Pasku Me Sota. Once adultery was increasing in Bayis Rishon, right? So then the sota stopped checking. Shneamar lo efkod al benoseichem. I will no longer check your daughters. Ki tazinena when they're mizane. V'al kaloseichem ki tina afna. I'm sorry, my ink is getting low. I've got to get a new toner. And your daughters-in-laws when they commit adultery. Kihem im hazonos yifredu, because they, meaning their husbands, are also with Zonos. They're separating to also see Zonos. The Makedeshos Yizbichu, and they do all sorts of pagan sacrifices with the Kedeshos, which is some sort of synonym for Zonos, but maybe it's a little bit different. The Am Lo Yavin Yilbat, or Im Lo Yavin Yilbat, Kiva, you have, oh no, you don't have this, Ramban. And with those who don't understand, they trip up or something like that. Something like that. Lamaisa, what does that mean? It means to say that once Am Yisrael, even the men, forget about the women, once the men were committing adultery, so Hashem said, I'm no longer going to check your daughters. Because the whole point is to maintain this high level of Kiddusha and Ashras HaShechina, and once it's not going to maintain that anyway, there's no point. We're not saying as a Ramban that because our husbands are doing something wrong, so it's okay, they're doing something wrong. It's not like some sort of modern idea that if the husbands aren't providing them with their emotional support, so they can just do whatever they want, and there's no longer any concept of sin. That's not what we're saying, says the Ramban. What we mean is that we're no longer going to have this open, consistent miracle, this Nes HaGadol, right, which was done for the kavod of Am Yisrael, that they should be a holy nation, that they should be able to to get rid of any sort of immorality from amongst them. They don't even understand what this means, that they should be holy, that Hashem wants them to be this holy nation. They don't appreciate that. They don't desire that, because they themselves, the husbands themselves, don't value that. I'm sorry. Those who don't understand, they slip up. Kolomar yilkat b'sechlusa, will be trapped in his foolishness. V'chein be'evil shvatim yilbat. I have to see what yilbat. I think it means to be tripped up, to be trapped. Okay. That's the idea of the halacha that says in Sota, it says in the Torah that the husband is clean from sin. This is now the drush in the Gemara. Only at the time when the husband is clean from sin, and then the water will check his wife. So then if the husband himself is a sinner, the water is not going to check his wife. This cleanliness that the pasuk is referring to, the Gemara is referring to, he did not be with her after he warned her not to be with this guy, after she was caught alone with this guy, because if he doesn't even value, meaning maybe his wife is asura, if that doesn't trouble him, that it could be he's doing an isser, so Hashem's going to say, I'm not going to check your wife. It's a whole machlokas in the Gemara. It's machlokas Rishonim. Shim baal habal shum beila asura kol yamav. Ein hamayim bod kenosa. If the husband, when he was who knows what, 20 years ago, he had bia that was asur, so then the water is never going to check his wife, because he has to be living up to this very high standard to be zocha to this neis. Ava ole min haalacha shavilo yibana bevenosav noafim velo kia bam lo yibokim. It's lahalacha we say that even if his kids are doing something wrong, they're committing adultery, and the father is not stopping them, then the water is not going to check his wife. The idea of this mesota, it's a nes for the glory, for the kavod of Am Yisrael. According to the Ramban, what's the idea of the mesota? The idea of the mesota, it's in order to maintain this high level of kedusha amongst Am Yisrael, and hashras hashchina amongst Am Yisrael, and therefore Hashem says that in order to stop mamzeris, in order to stop eishes ish, so if somebody really believes his wife is committing eishes ish, is violating eishes ish, or violating adultery, so then bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, and if it's really true, then I'll punish her. I'll stop her. We'll excise, we'll get rid, we'll cut off, we'll cut away any sort of sin amongst Am Yisrael. Not for the sake of just being malicious, not for the sake of the husband taking vengeance on his wife, but for the sake of maintaining Kiddush amongst Am Yisrael. And therefore, for the husband himself is not just such a big tzaddik, and it's not really gonna achieve that end of Hashras Hashchina, because Lamaisa, the whole culture is something which is promiscuous, so I'm not gonna check the woman anymore. If you think about this Ramban and you pull it back into what the Ramban said here, what did he say? The last line of the first Ramban. Nachonushi is kavnu b'kach mitchilav ne'inyan asota vein kiblu kein alei besimcha. So again, I feel like this sheds a whole new light in this line. These women, these are the very holy women, right? They're the ones who are coming. Ovdos Hashem saru mitayvazel olam boz v'chol yom v'yom pesach olmoy lispalo v'lishmo divrei hamitzvos. These are women who are coming to davening. They're coming to shiurim. And there's, first of all, it's interesting. I think the footnotes say that Parsha Sota was not actually delivered to them yet. It must be they had some sort of misora that there's such an idea called mesota that's going to be from the Kiyur. According, right, there's a Gemara. They learned it, the woman, when they were going to the Shir, they learned this before the Pesukim were written down. But they had such an idea, and the women were saying, they were Kiblu Kein Alei Besimcha, they were saying, this is a wonderful idea. If Chalila, any of our sisters, is going to be doing such a thing, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish her. We can't allow such a sin to stay amongst our camps. Kirves Elokim Lito, we want Kedusha Ani Mivakesh, we want to be holy women, we want a holy Tzibur, Hashras Hashchina. That's the whole point in the Mishkan. And therefore, if Khalid is going to be some woman who might be committing adultery, so of course we have to check into it. And if she really did, of course we have to punish her, and she has to leave our Tzibur. Because we want to be able to maintain this high level of Kedusha. So if you look at Rashi versus the Ramban, I feel like they have a fundamental machlokas here about what the idea is, what's the connection between the kior and these maros and sota. According to Rashi, these mirrors reflect very down-to-earth women. Meaning, we're not talking about women. I'm sure they're very wonderful, holy, righteous women, but regular women. They're coming, their husbands are tired, and they're putting on their makeup, and they're showing their beauty, and they want to have just this normal physical relationship with their husbands. And Hashem said, "That's chavivin alai, elu chavivin min hakol." This is beautiful, this is wonderful. And then, and the women are saying, we know there's going to be something in the future, or maybe here and there, some of our sisters are going to slip up, maybe they're going to be caught alone with some other man. But Mistama didn't really have beer with that other man, meaning Mistama, okay, everybody makes mistakes. Sometimes, you know, people cross a line which they regret afterwards. And then the husband's going to think that his wife is unfaithful. So we got to have these, we want to have this idea to be able to, right, lasum shalom bein ish l'ishto, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to drink the Mesota. And so the husband realizes, you know, your wife made a mistake, but she didn't make that mistake. And so they'll be able to get back together and have the same love they had before. That's why we're giving this these maros for the sake of the cure, for the sake of Mesota. And the Rabban is saying, lehefech, these women are the holiest of the holy. These women don't want anything to do with this world. They don't need their mirrors anymore. We don't want our mirrors. We don't care about the world. All we want is to hear Dvar Hashem and Tefillah. Who cares about makeup and appearance? And these women are saying, if Khalida, there's going to be one of our sisters in the future who's gonna possibly really commit adultery, kill her, get rid of her. Meaning we can't maintain such a woman. We can't have such a woman in our midst because we want to have kiddush and hashras hashchina. And that's the purpose of the connection between the maros and the kior and the mesota.
So Rashi's about the innocence.
Right, Rashi's about the innocence, about like the midas harachamim, about the ava, and according to the Ramban, it's more about din and like an emes. Elu ve'elu, meaning, but it's just interesting how you have this almost opposite impression of what the point is, what the connection is between these the maros and the mesota. But like I said, really, really elu ve'elu, meaning, okay, from a certain perspective, we have to always be down lekaf schus and assume that even if somebody makes a mistake, so they can always do tshuva and come back to, you know, where they were before. And the point of the mesota is to bring ava bin ish l'ishto. At the same time, we have to realize that, especially in these areas, that is the right haviprushim kedushim tiyo haviprushim in harayos. If we really want to be holy people, righteous people, this is one of the most basic ingredients for what it is to be prushim in harayos. And if we really want to be on this incredibly high level, that these maros, that these asher tzavu, the nashim asher tzavu that the Ramban is describing, we have to have a very hard stance against chet and against sin and be very inflexible. So it's just interesting. I feel like they have a very different approach, but at a certain point, you say elu ve'elu between Rashi and the Ramban. Okay?